Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we introduce tools that will assist you in discovering and embracing your own incredible truth, value, and worth. These tools are designed to empower your journey to living a more mindful and purposeful life, and when applied, they will help you along your journey of your life experience. They will guide you to live as the beautiful and perfect and authentic essence that is you. Thank you so much for being here today. Today, we're continuing our three bucket series named after the work of our guest, Carol Egan. If you're keeping count, our four-part series has expanded to a five-part series, all due to the incredible content that we shared last week, or that Carol brought to us last week, concerning nutrition. She had so much value-added content, knowledge, and ideas on the topic of nutrition that I just couldn't bring myself to change gears and move into the exercise portion of the program that we had planned. So today, we're going to devote this show to exercise. We'll talk some more about nutrition and all that as well, but we're gonna put a little emphasis on exercise and how that ties into this overall wellness. So here's a brief recap for those of you who have not been able to listen in on this series so far. 2 weeks ago, when we began, we started with the talk about mindset. Last week, as I just mentioned, we started, we had a discussion about nutrition, which was fabulous. If you missed either one of those, you can listen to them at the Life's Toolbox page, the Life's Toolbox show page at www.empowerradio.com. As I said, we're talking about exercise today, and then next week we're going to be talking about mindfulness. And then the week after that, we're going to wrap this thing up. We can kind of bring it together, summarize it, and just tie it all together in a neat little package, so it's a little bit easier for you to grab hold of and see it as a whole united process, if you will. For those of you who listened in the last 2 weeks, you may feel that you already have met Carol. She's absolutely wonderful. She's a joy to listen to. She's got great information, and she keeps it fun, which I love. If you haven't had the pleasure of listening to her insights on wellness, let me just give you a brief introduction to her, if you will. Carol Egan is a Cornell University-trained executive health coach and founder of Immersion Health, a company that specializes in corporate leadership and wellness trainings. As a member of Forbes Coaches Council, Carol has created and led wellness programs and workshops for C-suite executives at Travelers Insurance, Keller Williams, ESPN, J.P. Morgan, Dana-Farber, GE Capital, and many other Fortune 500 brands. Through her programs, Carol has helped hundreds of executives transform their minds and bodies with simple and sustainable strategies for healthy living. I think it's key here. I'm going to just sidetrack here. I think it's very key here that she's transforming minds and bodies. When you can get both of those transformed into a healthy style, a healthy direction, folks, you can go anywhere. After working with her, her clients are no longer satisfied with the status quo of low energy, foggy thinking, and dual performance. Instead, they want to create healthy habits that result in increased energy, mental clarity, and emotional balance. Carol is a regular contributor to publications such as the Huffington Post and Forbes magazine, where she writes about nutrition, wellness, and strategies for peak performance. Carol has spent more than 25 years studying with leading authorities around the world on the benefits of clean eating, inner balance, and living with purpose. You can learn more about Carol at her website, which is www.carol-egan.com, or hyphen for some of you folks that like to think of it that way. It's www.carol-egan.com. With that, let's go ahead and bring Carol on. Carol, how are you doing today?
Hey there, Kenny. So glad to be here again with you this week. I'm doing great. Thank you. Hope you.
Yeah. I'm so happy that you're here and have enjoyed our talks so much and have gotten so much out of it. I'm so glad that you were able to extend this series, because like I said last week, nutrition became so important, if you, in my eyes, you know, I really thought that it was so important that I just could not bring myself to cutting it short. So, so thank you for taking extra time and adding this show in. I truly believe that our bodies can heal themselves when we provide them with the nutrients that they need. And like I said, I just got completely wrapped up in what you were saying because it just tied into what I've always believed and just didn't know how to do. So, I can guarantee you I'll be listening to that show again because you had some really great, great insight. And folks, if you have not done so yet, go to her website. You know, I've already gone in there a little bit. I can't wait to dig deeper. She's got recipes. She's got information. It's just incredible what you're going to find there. But this week, let's go ahead and get on to this week. We're moving into exercise. Now, the world of exercise to me is very, very confusing because you've got so many different styles. You've got the weightlifting, the cardio, the CrossFit, the caveman, the hot yoga, the running, the biking, the rowing, the walking, the Pilates. It just goes on and on and on. And depending on who you talk to, depends on what's best for you. How do we figure this all out?
Well, you know, Kenny, it's kind of, if you step back from it, like food, if you step back from it, you, me, and the listeners, and just say, okay, so there's all these choices, because of course there's all these choices in lots of things, right? But we have to look at a few variables. What, in the first most important variable, question to ask is, what makes most sense for me right now? Now, let's say you have asthma. Well, really hard, strong, rigorous workout might not work for you. Let's say you're doing a detox and you're feeling your energy a little bit lower. And may I say that can happen just, you know, with going from very high processed food, you know, diet of high processed foods to just eating clean, you can start detoxing, you know, heavily. So we look at that and we always discern what we're capable of. But, always a but, and if you remember this from my last call, maybe the first call, because I say this all the time, we've always got to look for our sweet spot. What is going to challenge us? Because if there's no challenge, there's no change, right? But not overwhelm us where we could hurt ourselves or quit. And may I say, the quitting is more likely than hurting yourself. Because
isn't that the truth?
Yeah. It's actually... within 1 week, people are quitting their New Year's resolutions across the board. So that's why we talked about mindset in the first week. And we'll add another dimension to it in our final week. But for exercise, you want to ask, you know, for example, I have a client who has a lot of issues with inflammation. And he doesn't feel ready for some of the things that I've suggested he consider doing. And so we take it at his pace. But of course, if anybody has any sensibility about somebody's tone of voice, they would know that I'm not really a placator or I don't pander my clients. I encourage them. I push them. They pay me a lot of money for me to help them get the results that they want. So, and of course, so I don't want to get too far off track, but when you start creating a mindset, as we talked about in the first week of believing in your greatness, then looking for your sweet spot is going to be a little bit easier. You're going to be able to challenge yourself more. So what if you can't do the, let's say you go to the gym, and so what if you can't keep up with the class? So what? Do what you can do. I mean, there have been plenty of times, and earlier this year when I started challenging myself bigger, that I was literally, I make a joke about it, laying on the floor in a puddle of sweat and feeling like the puddle of sweat and saying, okay, you're just challenging yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And every week I got a little bit stronger. You know, I've said this quote before in this series, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. You know, you want to, and so let's go to, for that question, how do we discern? You just continue to choose something that you can do to start with. Number one, you always have to choose what you can start with. If you start with a boot camp mm-hmm. class and you're getting off of the couch with the bonbons, then you can be guaranteed that you likely will quit sooner than you'd like.
Yeah.
But if you start walking, go ahead.
I was just going to, and you may be going here. you might already be heading this way, but the thought that came to my mind is I have a dear friend that I sometimes ride bikes with, and they get to a certain point and they say, okay, that's all I can do today, when it's obvious to me they're still strong. They can still go some more. But I'm not a coach. I don't have a clue, and I'm just trying to learn this myself. So I try to turn my coaching hat, you know, leave it in my truck when we go for a bike ride. If somebody is doing this on their own, where is the line, or how can you identify the line between this really is, you know, I've challenged myself, I've met that challenge and I took an extra step, but that's all I can do. And I guess the question is, how do you get beyond the mindset that I've done all I can do when you really can do more?
Well, see, the question you're asking is really from the first week. It's really, and it's a beautiful question to underscore why I include that in my work. Mm-hmm. Because we each learn to know the threshold. You can trust it if you trust your commitment. But you can't trust the response if you don't trust your commitment. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
For example, you've got this friend who says, that's it, I can't do anymore. And you don't trust it. Maybe because you don't trust their commitment. They've in the past shown you that they're not committed.
Yeah.
So with clients,
that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
I have a client, for example, when she first started, she said, well, one of my goals is to go to Bandana Man's class. This is a guy who wears a bandana. He's the instructor. He's really handsome. So rather than, she made a game, but she wanted to get to Bandana Man's class. So we had fun with this the whole time I was coaching her and getting her into more than one of his classes on a consistent and regular basis. But that happened with the work on mindset, Penny. She began, when we get continuously look at what we're committed to, and I can tell you, you know, we're getting off of, you know, you can see how they're so integral. You can see we want to stay with talking about exercise, but we keep getting pulled out. Because it's a mindset thing. It's a mindset conversation. Because you could be stuck in the thought of, I can't do anymore. But you've got to move your body. So now here we go. Why do we exercise, Kenny? We exercise for the same reason that we talked about food last week. We're looking to bring oxygen in the body. Ultimately, we're looking to bring oxygen into the body to burn off waste that couldn't be. So, yes, do we want to be strong? How strong do we really need to be? There's a lot of theories about exercise, Kenny. But the bottom line is it is that fret. When you're, let's say you go for a run or even a brisk walk, you're bringing more oxygen into your body. And that oxygen burns toxicity up. Toxins can't live in a highly oxygenated environment. And this is the first and foremost reason why we want to move our body. We want to go in and clean up toxins. And oxygen is the breath, it's the breath of life. We all know that. But you think about the lifestyle that we're living on. We're sitting on the couch, we're working all day sitting at a desk. Then we're coming home and we're sitting on the couch. And then we're going to sleep, we're laying down, then we're getting back up and going to work, sitting at a desk all day, and coming home and sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
That's the evolution of modern society. That's not the way it's supposed to be. We're supposed to move our bodies.
You have just inspired me beyond anything ever. Every time I have ever gotten into a workout program, it's been for a reason other than what you just mentioned, but this makes sense. When I was playing ball, it was always to stay in shape for ball. And later on, it became doing this to lose weight. What you just said is, I don't know how many people are saying that, but that's the first time I've heard it. To bring so oxygen awesome. Into the body is powerful. Yeah.
And if you think about now, let's go to the spiritual conversation of it for a minute. If you put your hand on your heart and you close your eyes, you take a couple of deep breaths. You just sit and you pause. You get present to one thing that a lot of people don't think about. That you're not breathing. That you're actually being, you're actually being breathed by life force. Mm-hmm. And life force gave us this source to, but we're not tapping it. And so it becomes, you know, everything I do is spiritually driven. And when I learn new things, I string them together in ways that get people, because the truth of the matter is, Kenny, if you're sitting in front of a big, giant pizza, your ability to say no is just increased when you understand why you're doing what you're doing. So when you say, I can't take another 5 steps, like for me, it's push-ups. I can't do it. And mm-hmm. I say, Carol, push out a couple of more. Just push out a couple of more. And I feel, and sometimes I fall.
Uh-huh.
But I do it. And so we push our, but not, so you know when you physically can't. And you know when you might be playing the card of, I can't. And the more you learn to understand why you exercise, why you eat healthy, the more you're going to be able to find, you're going to be able to actually push that sweet spot. You keep pushing it forward. Today, you can only do this much, but tomorrow you can do what you did yesterday and a little bit more. And then tomorrow, the following day, you can do a little bit more than you did the 2 preceding days and another pinch more. And you just keep, you know how it goes, the tortoise and the hare. You just keep edging it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not the tortoise and the hare, the little old ant.
Little old exactly. ant. Exactly. Yeah. I've taught myself one thing is that when I started exercising here not too long ago, I did bring into my exercise, no matter what I'm doing, whether it's riding bikes or walking or rowing or whatever. I asked myself when I get to the point where I think I'm done, it's, am I just tired or am I really done? Because that's 2 totally different things.
By
asking that question, it causes me to, I just take those extra steps.
Yes, it's an awesome point, Kenny, because see, now let's you know, we'll do this in our final wrap-up call a little bit, but see, there might be days, Kenny, let's say that you've added a lot of healthier food to your diet, more than usual. You could have some, you could have a little lethargy, a little fatigue from your body's cleansing and detoxing. So, you know, like I said, see, the, and this is, this is our next week's call, you know, but so for exercise, start thinking about what you want to get out of your routine. Whatever you do, and you want to, you want to weigh in lots of different things. The primary question is, what do you want to get out of it? Well, now we get that we want to start getting lots of oxygen in our body out of the routine. Then you choose from there, you know, per your physical ability. I would never want to recommend to somebody who's 300 pounds to go into a triathlon without any any pre-workout. That would be unhealthy. But I certainly would want to encourage them to start where they feel they're capable. And I take the number out because there could be somebody who's very large and very tall and be close to that weight. So I take the number out. Mm-hmm. And what I'd rather say is, if you know you're not at your ideal weight and maybe even further beyond something like that, then you want to gauge that in a way. But you don't want to let the difficulty of it initially to stop you, because you're after bringing in more oxygen through the ways you move in the world, through the ways you eat.
I love what you're saying here, because if we're doing these workouts or diets just for weight loss, and we get easily discouraged if we don't see results very fast, we're going to give up. Yeah. But if we're looking at the fact that we're adding oxygen and bringing it into our bodies, bringing it in for health, we do that immediately.
Well,
every time we work out or every time we eat healthy, we're adding to the oxygen that we're bringing in.
Can I phrase it a little differently?
Sure.
Because if we don't have leverage, see, weight loss, it's a $600 billion energy. It's a $600 billion industry. They're beauty. Mm-hmm. This is what drives us. But it's not what will sustain us. So what I would say to you is, if you can use vanity to get you started, use it. But then you want to start wrapping your head around, if you're committed to looking and feeling and being your very best self, then you're going to want to start wrapping your head around the bigger reason of why are you here? And what are you supposed to be doing? And when you start getting really curious about that, really engaging that question, then all of a sudden, you're playing a bigger game than just, I need more energy to make more money. I need to look beautiful because I don't feel secure the way I look right now. You're playing a different game. You're wanting to be a conduit. So now you're now the leverage has gotten bigger because your mental clarity. Yeah. I mean, you bring oxygen into your body. I'm going to tell you what. With the food you eat, you start moving your body. Your brain is going to just start clicking in ways that you. And I'm a living proof of that. Myself, not a client in this case.
Wow, that is, Daryl, that is absolutely wonderful information, and I am so appreciative that you were able to add this show on. For now, though, we're out of time for this show, so before we get out of here, please let our listeners know how once again how they can connect with you and find out more about your work, and then we'll wrap up for the show.
Awesome. So my website is simply www.carol-egan.com. That is C carol-egan.com.
Carol, it is a pleasure talking with you again, and I look forward to the rest of our series. But for now, thank you so much for being here. And folks, please, please be sure to connect with Carol. Follow her amazing work. She does some great things. Like I said earlier, her website is just loaded with some good info. So be sure to check that out. Thanks so much for listening in today. Be sure to join us next week for part 4 on mindfulness. And then again, the week after that, where we kind of do a wrap up on the 3 bucket series that we've been talking about. I invite you to follow the Life's Toolbox Facebook page, where you will find daily affirmations to help brighten your day, links to this show, the archive shows, and lots of other goodies there as well. Also, please visit my website at www.kennybrixey.com to find out more about my work. My deepest gratitude goes out to Brent Carey for creating this amazing resource for empowered living that is Empower Radio. And thank you, Mark. He's our producer for the show and does an incredible job. Folks, until next week and beyond, consider your exercise practice. Tie those in with your mindset and tie those in with your diet and your nutrition. Are you serving your highest good? If not, choose differently. Folks, have a great week. Love and peace.